Magnesium. Calcium to contract, magnesium to relax. For a lot of people, throwing on a couple of OsteoMag a day, two or three OsteoMag a day, can make a world of difference. It's an easy add-on. And one of my favorite new products, new combinations of the essential oils added to the CM cream, the peppermint oil, the trauma, the birch, added to the CM cream. I will often add the some of the Good Herbs products there as well. Levinity has another one that's like the CM cream in capsules. It's a different essential fatty acid. They use ETA instead of the CM, but it's the same basic things. And sometimes there are substitutions such as, and again, there's on the CD, if somebody's allergic to shellfish, would we give them the glucogel? Now, one of the signs of a shellfish allergy is they get scratching and itching. So if you have somebody that itches after they take the glucogel, that could be a sign. We have to use something like the Bone Builder formula or under the escape line, the Fucoid Z, right? Some of those things that are substitutions for the glucogel. All right, let's go on to the next one, my Turbo CM Cream. This is one of my favorite things to do. I love to take the CM cream and add some things to it. And I would encourage anybody, if you love the CM cream and you would like to love it more, take some peppermint and birch oil and put about 10 drops in there and you mix it all together. Now, the beautiful thing about the CM cream, the way it's designed, it actually holds those essential fatty acids and doesn't let them oxidize. And you mix the oils in there and they'll actually stay in that suspension without evaporating if it's mixed with the CM cream. It's a wonderful carrier, okay? I can't say no evaporation, but a lot slower, right? And we can add the herbs to that as well. Okay. Now, I've actually taken, I was on a product update call with Dr. Mickey Jones another time I was on one with Dr. Ellen Jensen. And I think it was Dr. Ellen Jensen that explained she loved the herbs because she mixed it with the CM cream and you could rub it on the chest for immune support. And I had in my family, just right after that call, within a couple days, my oldest daughter came back from playing with her friends who had the stomach flu, and guess what she had picked up? She had picked up the stomach flu, right? And so when they're throwing things up, it's hard to get nutrition down them. But I took the CM cream, put in the 2B-Well, and the respiratory support. Now, respiratory has garlic, and the best garlic doesn't smell garlicky. And it's some of the best garlic in there. Put it in there and just rubbed it on her chest and on her back. Through the skin, you can get absorption, and it was amazing the difference. And this is one that I mixed it up. We had a meeting in our suite, and I mixed it up and I passed it around to the people that tried it. You could feel a difference right then. Because it's amazing the absorption you can get through the skin when you've got the right nutrients. And so absorption is the key. Okay, so those are just some of the turbo formulas. And there are other turbo formulas we could do. We could actually spend some time talking about these CM cream turbo formulas, but I love to mix it up because then the kids can use it. For the adults, we use the First Defense along with the Breath of Life and that respiratory support. And that was wonderful. For joints, I loved the peppermint oil, the birch oil, and again, either the antioxidant response or the bone support. So those are just some of the turbo formulas. Now, the brain and heart pack, there's a lot of subcategories to this one because kidney support and thyroid support and brain support are all subcategories of this with the basics there. Eye support is in there. But one of the things we love to add on to this are the cell antioxidants, the Cell Shield RTQ, and one of my favorites is the Immortellum. Immortellum because it actually has nutrients in there that help support the body's ability to produce glutathione peroxidase. Now, glutathione is the enzyme in the body that will reverse oxidation. Preventing oxidation or reversing oxidation, which one tends to be harder? Reversing oxidation, right? Which one do you think is more valuable to the body? Well, they're both valuable, but if I had to choose, reversing oxidation seems like a big deal. The system that does that in the body is the glutathione. It's an enzyme naturally produced by the body. That Immortellum has nutrients in there that have been shown in scientific journals that support the body's ability to increase its production of glutathione. Now, I said, how much? And Steve said, well, we don't know for sure, but he estimated tenfold. So that's one of the reasons that some people that have had age spots, if you're looking for age spot support, well, let's just call it clear skin support. That's better, right? The Immortellum is one of the best products for that. Okay. Now, kidney support. When we talk about kidney, The Ultimate Daily is great because it's a circulation support, and your kidneys need circulation. The HGH has an amino acid in there that's necessary for the production of urine. The Super KB stands for kidney and bladder, has some herbs that support healthy kidneys and bladder. And then there's a kidney and bladder support, again, under the Good Herbs line, which you can actually put on topically. And if it sucks it into the skin and it still looks a little dry, you can do it again and apply it again, okay? Thyroid, we have the Ocean's Gold, and there's a new CD out from two of our product update calls with Dr. Judy Wright on the Ocean's Gold, as well as the hypothalamus support, which is kind of a master gland that oversees the thyroid. Brain support, de-stress, smart effects, renew IQ, and there's a lot of hormonal support products. Now, blood sugar, when we look at blood sugar support, insulin is made in the pancreas, and we do have a pancreas support product now with the Good Herbs line. Digestion can be very important. Enzymes can be very important for blood sugar, but also energy drinks between meals can be wonderful. Now, this is one where how we use the product's a big deal. Energy drinks between meals, sweeties, before meals, right? You want the insulin receptors open before the blood sugar raises. And the insulin receptors use the nutrients in the sweeties. That's why the sweeties is such a powerful product. But those are just some ideas. Okay, digestion, there's so many wonderful things with digestion. Now here's one, and I should mention this with blood sugar. Sometimes, let me go back to blood sugar for just a moment. With blood sugar, sometimes you have people that are sensitive to rice starch. They're sensitive to carbohydrates, and there are some rice starch that's part of the BTT formulation to help everything in suspension, part of that formulation. So if they're sensitive to the BTT, sometimes that's a substitution where they go with a classic if there's a blood sugar issue. So just be aware if sometimes we have that substitution. With digestion, we have the same thing. We typically, when people have digestive issues, will definitely recommend the 2.0 over the original, just because there's 130 fruits and vegetables in the original BTT, and some people have developed food allergies. So if they have digestive issues, we tend to go with the ones less likely to have food allergies, as well as has some extra probiotics in it. That's the 2.0. But we also love the root beer belly and the nightly essence, the Beyond Organics. Has anybody tried the Beyond Organics cleanse? Now, as a cleanse, here's one thing to understand. When you're using harsh fibers for a cleanse, you can scratch up and damage the villi. Dr. Wallach says if you have a severe digestion issue, his recommendation is that you don't even use raw vegetables. You use stewed vegetables, cooked vegetables, steamed vegetables, because there's phytates when they're raw that can scratch up the villi. He talks about this on serial killers. Understand that when you look at digestion, as man as a species, we don't have four stomachs like a cow does. Okay, cows can break down things we can't break down. But as a species, we're the only animal species that can cook its food.